听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step, book four.
Lesson 130, part one. Warming up exercises. Instruction following quick musical relay.You are going to hear some instructions on how to play a game. Listen carefully. Jot down a few words for the instructions given. You should be able to retell the instructions in the right order.
The game we are going to play today is called Quick Musical Relay. Before we start, I'd like to give you some detailed instructions on how to organize the game.
Let's form two equal lines of players, side by side, facing.
Place a chair about 2 meters from each end of the line. On each chair, place an empty box.
At the beginning of the game, place a ball in box number one,and one in box number four.
Take two hats, and in each one of them put a duplicate set of slips of paper. These slips have song titles on them. There should be one slip for each player.
Pass the hats down the line so that every player may select a slip.
Give the pianist a list of the same songs. On signal from the leader, he will play one of the tunes.
The player on either side who has the tune played must run as soon as he recognizes the tune. He should run to the end of his line where the ball is. He should then pick up the ball, run to the box at the other end of his own line, place the ball in it, and run back to his original position in line. The player home first wins the point for his team.
The pianist now plays another tune, and the game continues until all the players have run.
At the end of the game, the team with the highest number of home runs is the winner.
Mr. Hope has called at a travel agency to inquire about holidays.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
I wonder if you could give me some information about active holidays.
Active holidays, sir? Can you tell me exactly what you mean, please?
Well, you see, when I go on holiday, I like to take plenty of exercise. I don't like sitting around and doing nothing. I get enough of that in my office. What I mean to say is,I'm the sort of man who enjoys swimming, water skiing, that sort of thing. I like anything to do with water, and I don't mind roughing it. I've always been used to looking after myself. When I was in the army, I used to get up at 5 every morning, just to see the sunrise.
Yes, sir. Very interesting. Active holidays, let me see. Oh, yes. What about skin diving, sir? We can offer you a fortnight off the coast of Cornwall, all-inclusive,of 1 week skin diving and 1 week shark fishing with the local fishermen. It's a very good bargain.
Shark fishing? I don't think I fancy shark fishing. Is there any chance of getting a bit of sailing in that part of Cornwall?
We don't do many sailing holidays, sir. They're mostly organised by the sailing schools. But rowing, canoeing, yes. Are you interested in rowing, sir?
Well, I did a lot of rowing when I was at university, but I'm a bit out of practice these days. I don't think I've handled a pair of oars since I went boating on the Thames 10 years ago. No, I don't think I'd care to spend my holiday rowing.
Try looking through some of these brochures, sir, and see if there's anything that appeals to you.
Well, now where do I start? All these advertisements are very confusing.
Perhaps if you turned the brochures up the right way, sir, you'd find them easier to read. There's an interesting one on page 5, pony trekking. Have you ever thought of pony trekking, sir? I remember you saying you wanted an active holiday.
Pony trekking? I'm afraid I've never done any riding. It seems a bit late now. No, I think somewhere near the sea. Preferably warm, but it must be in England. I don't want to do a lot of travelling.
There's a very good hotel at St. Mildred's-on-Sea, sir. That's on the south coast.
Do you happen to know if there's a golf course there?
I'm afraid not, sir. You have to go to Barley Bay if you want golf.
Barley Bay? That's rather off the beaten track, isn't it? Still, I must remember to tell my brother-in-law about that. He likes a quiet place with a bit of golf. I don't think it's the sort of thing I'm looking for, though. Really, it's all very difficult. Would you mind letting me have some of these leaflets and brochures to take home?
Not at all, sir. Take as many as you like.
Thank you. I'll enjoy looking at them tonight. Of course, you never know. I may change my mind and go abroad after all. I always say there's nothing does you so much good as sunbathing in the Mediterranean. Everyone ought to relax once a year. Yes, indeed. That's what I always say.
Exercise 1. Fill in the blanks with the information you hear on the tape. Exercise 2. Answer the questions.
Part 3.
Take on a camping holiday.
In the short talk which you're now going to hear, you will get advice about what to take on a camping holiday. Make notes of all the useful suggestions.
Well, let's take equipment first. The most important items here, obviously, are your tent and your sleeping bag. Both of these should be lightweight. Otherwise, you'll soon regret the extra weight which you have to carry. And you should get really first-class equipment, the best quality you can afford, in fact. You won't regret the extra expense, I can assure you from experience. Lightweight and best quality, then. I suggest you go to several shops. Have a good look around and see what's available. And then you'll need some sort of stove. A small one, I suppose. There are several good ones on the market. Again, it's a question of having a look around until you find what you want. Oh, and while I think of it, don't forget to take a torch with a spare battery, of course. It's the sort of thing you can easily forget, but you'll find it'll come in handy. Next, clothes. This is a more open question, of course, because obviously you'll have preferences. But anyway, I suggest the following. For everyday wear, shorts, let's say 2 or 3 pairs, and perhaps a pair of long trousers too, just in case it turns cold. Several shirts, that's the sort of thing you can decide for yourself. A jacket, of course, and a good thick sweater. You won't need an overcoat, but a light raincoat is useful. You know the sorts, the kind you can roll up and put in your pocket. And then, perhaps the most important thing of all, your footwear. My advice is to get a pair of really strong shoes or boots. It depends on what you prefer, but personally, I always take boots. Several pairs of socks. Oh yes, and a pair of light shoes or sandals for when your feet are tired. I suppose there must be other things. I can't think of anything else at the moment. but I think you ought to make a note to check this list. Well, then, how far have we got? Yes, the question of food. Here again, I can only give you a few indications. It depends so much on what you like. But anyway, there are basic things like tea or coffee, perhaps, sugar, flour, and so on. Then you'll have to make up your mind whether you want to take dried food or canned food. Dried food is lighter, of course, but you may prefer canned. Whatever you decide, make out your list carefully, and be sure it includes things which you eat every day. Oh, and by the way, I always take some chocolate along, too. I don't normally eat it, but I think it's a useful thing to have with you, especially if you get hungry in the middle of the night. Medicines? Well, the best thing is to go along to the chemist's, that's what I always do, and see what he suggests. Get him to make you up a small first aid kit. He'll know what basic things to put in it if you tell him you're going on a camping holiday. Oh, and make sure you take some cream just in case you get sunburned. It can easily happen. And a good supply of soap. You get very dirty when you're camping. Well, I can't think of anything else at the moment. And then there are a number of miscellaneous things. Just suggestions, no more. I suppose you'll take a camera. In that case, don't forget your spare rolls of films. I always take a small pair of binoculars for when I go out walking. They're not essential, of course, but they make life more interesting. You could take a small transistor radio. It depends where you're going, but usually you can pick up a station, unless that is you prefer to forget the outside world. What else? Well, I always take along a couple of books to read. Two or three at least. I don't advise novels. You finish them too quickly. Better to take something that takes a long time to read. Some poetry, perhaps, if you like it, or a book of essays. Oh, and a notebook's a good idea. It's always interesting to pass the time writing up a diary, keeping a record of what you've been doing. By the way, did I mention maps? You'd better put that under equipment.
Exercise 1. Note down the main topics the speaker deals with. Then make notes for all the items necessary to take on a camping holiday. Exercise 2. Answer the question.